On here, there we go. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord
together.
And this year, 2021, we'll make it through
all the wisdom literatures.
That's right. And guess what? We're at Psalm 147. Do you know how many Psalms there are?
No.
150. We're almost done with all the Psalms. Yeah, so we'll get the book of Proverbs later. All right, well, why don't we go ahead and have some, you guys can have your tea. I'm going to have my coffee. We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. All right, you guys ready to pray?
Yes.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day and we thank you for your Word. Lord, we pray now that as we read your Word, you would minister to our hearts. We pray that your Spirit would work in us and let us see Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. I'll read this part and then you'll read the next, okay? Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. It is pleasant, and praise is beautiful. Is it good to praise God?
Yep.
That's right. Go ahead, Nathan.
The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their back. He counts the numbers of the stars. He calls them by name. Great is the Lord and mighty is power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground.
All right, so the Lord builds up what?
Jerusalem.
The Lord builds up Jerusalem. But, oh no, you want to know what? There's no temple in Jerusalem anymore. So do you think that God failed? No, God didn't fail. God can't fail. So how is he still building up Jerusalem?
He's building up because Jerusalem's temple isn't there because the temple is our hearts.
Is it our hearts or are we part of the temple?
We're part of
it. Yeah, and what does God say the temple is?
Him.
No, not him.
Not him.
The church.
That's
right. Yeah, we're living stones. Right? And does God still heal the brokenhearted?
Mm-hmm.
Does God still bind up our wounds?
Mm-hmm.
Does God
mm-hmm.
count all the stars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how great is that, that his understanding is infinite. Can you believe that God knows all the stars by their names?
Uh-huh. That's like counting everybody, knowing everybody's hair on their head in the whole entire world.
And does he know yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Pretty amazing. He's greatly to be praised. All right, Deborah, you want to read 7 through 9?
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass grow on the mountains. He gives the beast its food, and the young ravens, and to the young ravens that cry.
All right. So it's talking about singing to the Lord with thanksgiving. What are some reasons we should sing to God?
Because he's powerful.
Yeah, he's powerful, right? He covers the heavens with the clouds. Do you guys remember when we went camping in the Guadalupe Mountains and the tops of the mountains were covered with the clouds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And he makes the grass grow on the mountains. That's right. I'll read verses 10 and 11. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Do you think that God's interested in you being proud of how fast you can run?
No.
What about being excited about having the biggest army in the world? Does that impress God?
No.
What is God like?
When he's omnipotent.
Yeah, when we see him as omnipotent. That's right, when we see him as powerful. Good. All right, Nathan, you want to read 12 through 14?
Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children with you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat.
All right, so here it's again, praise the Lord, praise your God. Why? Why should we praise God there? He has strengthened the bars of your gates, and he has blessed your children within you. Did you guys know that you all are a blessing to mommy and daddy? That's right. You're a blessing to mommy and daddy, Dan Dan. That's right. We can praise God for you. I'll read this, and then you could read the last verses, okay, Deborah? He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. Who do you think is controlling the wind?
God.
Who do you think controls where the snow goes?
God.
Who do you think holds the storehouses of rain?
God.
Who do you think sends the locusts?
God.
Who do you think wakes up the cicadas?
God.
Who do you think controls everything?
God.
That's right. Deborah, you want to finish us up? 19 and 20?
He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation. As for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord.
All right. Wonderful. Well, what do you guys think is the best verse that summarizes this? Which one did you think was the best verse?
9.
Nathan liked 9. Deborah, you liked 18?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I think verse 1. I really like verse 1. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and praise his praise is beautiful. Okay, so we can let you guys choose also. What would you underline in your Bibles? What's the last thing we need to do? We've done A. We've done B. Now we need to do C. What's C?
What are we called to do?
What do you guys think? What are you called to do from this passage?
Praise God.
Praise God. When you go outside and you see a great big thunderstorm?
Praise God.
What about when you see the sunrise and it's really beautiful? What should you do?
Praise God.
What about when there's snow coming down in the winter? What should we do?
Praise God.
Praise God.
What about when we go on vacation? We climb mountains. What should we do?
Praise God.
What about when we see the ocean? What should we do?
Praise God.
What about when we go to the lake and we see all the fish? What should we do?
Praise God.
Yeah. We should praise God. When we see the stars at night, we should praise God. Right? We should praise God. We should praise God for all his deeds are beautiful. And he has loved us with an everlasting love. He is building up his church.
Yay!
That's right. Yeah, he is building up his church. He is caring for his people. He numbers the hair on your head. And he loves us. Let's go ahead and pray. God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you that you are the King of the universe. We thank you that in you all things are made, and by your Son, Jesus Christ, you hold all things together. Lord, we pray that we would praise you more, trust you more, for you are good. Father, we pray that you would comfort our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may God bless you today. May you praise God as you see his glory in all creation, and we'll see you tomorrow. Well, no, we'll see you on Monday. You guys want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye. See you on Monday.